KNK Premium Carpet and Upholstery. 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here this morning. And those of you who listen to the news, I heard that they're talking about a trial for four or five terrorists. It's going to cost well over $240 million a year, a couple of years. That's a half a billion dollars to try some terrorists. And, of course, at least Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has said publicly, I'm guilty, I did it, I'm proud, I planned the whole thing, had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, it was my idea. Why would they want to spend almost $250 million to try him? Why not just, since he's already pleaded guilty, why not just either condemn him to life imprisonment or to death? I mean, why are they doing this? Why, it's a big spectacular. It's to convince you that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who incidentally went to school right here in the United States, speaks fluent English, certainly has lectured the Office of Homeland Security since he was so terribly mistreated. But how do we know he was waterboarded? How do we know that he was tortured? How do we know that maybe he wasn't a double agent of some sort, like Ali Mohammed, who planned the bombing of the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, who actually was instrumental in planning the bombing of the first World Trade Center bombing. And there's a wonderful book written about Ali Mohammed called Triple Agent, written by Peter Lance, which I've interviewed him a number of times. But I've always considered maybe Ali Mohammed was a quadruple agent, because nobody knows where he is imprisoned. Oh, he's imprisoned here in the United States, but they won't tell us where. Why would a man who was actually intimately involved with Osama bin Laden, trained Osama bin Laden bodyguard, plan the bombing in Africa that killed him? Why won't they tell us where he's imprisoned? Maybe it's sort of like Timothy McVeigh, who told his cellmate, I'm not going to be able to get out of prison until I'm executed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed seems very, very anxious to be executed. Or maybe, well, we don't know even where they buried Timothy McVeigh. Why won't they tell us where they buried Timothy McVeigh? Oh, it's a national secret. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. And whatever part Khalid Sheikh Mohammed played in bringing the attack on the Twin Towers, the planes crashing into the Twin Towers did not bring them down. That was a controlled demolition. And maybe he'll tell us how he was able to get those explosives into the buildings, and especially Building 7 that came down at 5:20 the afternoon of September 11th. Well, we don't spend the whole morning on that because we've got, hopefully, Ted Gunderson here. We're going to be talking about some of the terrible, satanic, and occult things that go on in this country to children, and nobody talks about them. Ted, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Ted, of course, worked for many years for the FBI. He retired from the FBI back in the 1970. He was in charge of the Los Angeles office there. How many people did you have working for you there when you retired?
I had more than 700 people, a $22.5 million budget. I was in charge of most of Southern California except for San Diego and San Francisco and San Diego and Sacramento area. It was a big job.
I know it was, and at that time it was a much different FBI than it is today. So you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, I retired March 30, 1979, and set up my own private investigation firm in Westwood, California, which is near the UCLA campus. And my first major investigation was the Dr. Jeffrey R. McDonald case, capital M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. And Dr. McDonald had been convicted of the murder of his wife and two children on February 17th, 1970, and was serving three consecutive life sentences. And I'm telling you this story because this is why I became involved in investigating and exposing satanic cults, by the way. So I entered the case, and within 10 months I obtained a signed confession from a girl named Helena Stokely. And as a matter of fact, she signed that statement on October 25, 1980. And she told me that Dr. McDonald did not commit those murders. They were committed by her satanic cult group. And the satanic cult group was involved in distributing drugs up and down the East Coast. The drugs were being flown in plastic bags in the body cavities of the dead GIs into Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and other bases around the country. And this is documented in a Time magazine article, January 1, 1973, by the way. And Lena told me that the reason they were, the case was covered up, they framed Dr. McDonald was because of this drug operation, and the higher-ups in the drug operation did not know that the cult was going in that night and murder the family. They did it on a whim. They all got high and decided they'd go after him because Dr. McDonald, they thought, who was moonlighting in a civilian hospital, was turning the GIs in, who would overdose on drugs and would be given dishonorable discharges. So the cult itself had a revenge against Dr. McDonald for turning their buddies in, and the high-ups in the drug operation were not aware that they had done this, that they had committed the murders until after they did, of course. And if they did, they realized that if there was an investigation of the cult, it would expose the whole drug operation, multi-million dollars. Helena told me there were generals, plural, involved. There were military personnel, police officers. There were two attorneys in Fayetteville involved. So it was big. And therefore, what happened is after I obtained the signed confession from Helena and presented it to the courts, the judge, Dupree, said that she was not a credible witness, even though she had been an informant for the Army and for the local police for years, and so that he threw her testimony out, would not allow her to testify before the jury, and Dr. McDonald was, as I said, tried, convicted, and so forth. But that was when I woke up to what was going on in the country as far as satanic cult movement is concerned, and from there, people just, like, I was like a magnet. People just came to me started giving me information. And I guess I hear music, Dr. Stan.
You do, Ted. You're going to have to hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Ted Gunderson here.
Hi, this is Simon Jett from the Radio Free THC Show for the Cannabis Centers for Alternative Wellness. If you are considering medical marijuana for your chronic pain, nausea from chemotherapy or prescription drugs or any other ailment, then give my friends at Cannabis Centers for Alternative Wellness a call today at 720-223-5551. Their friendly, knowledgeable staff will help guide you through the process of obtaining your state medical marijuana license. Your visit will be pleasant and confidential. And for a limited time, you can receive 20% off of your visit. Just call 720-223-5551 and schedule your appointment. Visit them online 24 hours a day at www.ccaw.tv. That's www.ccaw.tv. Be sure to tell them you heard it on this station. Again, that's 720-223-5551. Cannabis Centers for Alternative Wellness.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Ted Gunderson. And Ted has been on the front line of investigating the satanic cults. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are satanic cults at every level of society. If you haven't certainly read the book, we carry Satanic Crimes or heard the four CD set, you need to get that information. You need to get Ted Gunderson's information. Understand that certainly the courts were complicit in sending an innocent man to prison, Captain Jeffrey McDonald. He's been there for 25 years. In fact, just about a year ago, a federal marshal who actually had taken this woman who was involved with a cult to see the prosecutor. She told the story. The federal marshal heard it, and the prosecutors told her, if you tell that story in court, I'll put you in prison for the rest of your life. And of course, the federal marshal kept this secret for 25 years, finally came forward and swore an affidavit that it was true, and of course the court ignored it because they're in on it. This satanic force through many, many channels dominates many of our courts today, so that when you have secret societies and satanic groups within the court system, why, the very foundation of a civilization is under attack. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to hear this discussed on CBS, ABC, and NBC, because many of the people at the highest echelons of those organizations themselves belong to secret societies, and they all interlock in what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you want to document what we're saying, why, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, where I tell you how the secret societies to God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and then might wonder why we have a lawless society. Go right ahead, Ted.
So, you're right, Dr. Stan. So, the marshal, by the way, he's passed on, and he overheard Helena Stokely telling Jim Blackburn, the prosecutor, tried to tell Blackburn this story that she gave to me and signed in a signed confession on October 25, 1980. And the latest information on this case, Doctor, is, and the reason I start out all my lectures and all my radio shows with this case is because this man is innocent. He's actually been in jail longer than 25 years. Actually, been in jail since 1980. So we're looking at 39 years, and but the reason I tell this is because this is what gave me the wake up call to the satanic movement in this country, and I went public with this information, and people just came out of the woodwork from all parts of the country, writing to me, calling me, and telling me about what was going on in the satanic world. The latest information on the documental case, 1947, now that's not what that 12 years ago, 12, 13 years ago. In 1947, the court approved...
Yeah, that would be 1987, wouldn't that be here?
87, right. The court approved... Excuse me, 97. Okay, I'll get the date right.
97, all right. That would be 12 years ago.
Yeah, 12 years ago. In 1997, the courts approved DNA tests, and there were 15 evidence envelopes, and... The judge said that the prosecution would be present when they opened the evidence envelopes, but they would not allow the defense to be present, and of course, which is ridiculous. And then, of course, when they opened the evidence envelopes, there were five envelopes that were empty. And but regardless of that, the DNA tests were conducted. The results were furnished here, I think, about 2 years ago. And in one of the evidence envelopes was a hair that was taken from under the fingernail of the children, one of the children. The root was there, and that hair did not belong to anybody in the family. We presented that to the court, the defense team did, here not too long ago, and we were turned down again by the court system. So we have this case under appeal based on the DNA evidence.
Well, obviously the court, you know, is in on this whole cover-up scam. This is the frightening thing.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan, and this is going on around the country. By the way, there are, I would estimate, and this is a good accurate figure, but 4 million practicing Satanists in America today. And I estimate this by, based on information from an informant in the South Bay area of Los Angeles, a population of about 200,000. And, my source told me there's about 3,000 Satanists in that area. Lincoln, Nebraska at the time, obtained this information, population of about 200,000. It's about 265,000 now, by the way. My informant there, who said that there were about 3,000 in Lincoln, Nebraska, the same projected figure as South Bay. And Iowa City, Iowa, another informant told me there were about 1,500. Iowa City, Iowa at that time was about 100,000. So if you project that figure across the nation, it's well over 4 million practicing Satanists in America today. And it's a frightening figure because these Satanists are actively involved in human sacrifices. As a matter of fact, one of the areas that I was led to was missing children. And if you go to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, to their website, you will see that there are 91, the last time I checked, 91 Americans disappear every hour. And it's estimated between 85% and 90% are children. I had the Center for Missing Children that is on missing children on a regular basis. And a year ago, I noticed that they sent out on the flyer, they would say at the bottom of the flyer, children had been located since the organization was established 25 years ago. And then they said 100, and I think it was 139 children located as of a year ago. It was on the bottom of their flyer. But, you know, 139 children in 25 years is not a very impressive figure. But what I did is I made an issue of that, some radio shows, and the next thing I know, they dropped that figure off of their flyer that they sent out. They sent out with the child's missing pictures on it. I took these flyers, these postcards, these picture postcards, what I'd call them, that go out to millions of people, and I broke it down by date when these kids were missing. I had 94 of them, and exactly 47, Dr. Stan, were of the children, 47, one half of the children, were missing during the months of June, October, and December. Now, that's very significant. Because in June you have the summer solstice, and the cults have a big sacrifice on the summer solstice. It's called the Feast Day, and they practice orgies, and they have oral, anal, vaginal, animal, and or human sacrifice. Any age, male or female. I'm looking at the satanic calendar that I have in front of me that was given to me by a member of the cult. And then we have also on Halloween, of course, we have the All's Hallow Halloween ceremony where they have human sacrifice. And then in December, by the way, in Halloween, it's Halloween, October 31st, the sexual climax associated with demons, animals, and or human sacrifice of blood and sexual, any age, male or female, is sacrificed. And then in the winter solstice, which would be December 22nd, they have the orgies, oral, anal, vaginal, any age, male or female, animal or human. This information was given to me by a practicing Satanist, actually, and the person who's no longer practicing, but he's gotten out. And there's thousands of these people that I call them adult survivors, who are, you know, getting out of the cult. Some of them have even disappeared on their own and had to change their identity. But these 94, 47 children were missing during these 3 months. I think that's a rather significant figure. And I might also mention that in February 1987, there were two males and six young children who were noticed in a park in Tallahassee, Florida. This came to me in the form of a U.S. Treasury Department report, Department of the Customs report, actually. And there were the police noticed, they received this call that these children and this well-dressed men, two well-dressed men, were in a park in Tallahassee, Florida. They went down and they saw a fellow named Michael Houlihan and another man named Douglas Ammerman, both from Washington, D.C. They were driving to Virginia, a car with Virginia plates on it. It was a 1980 Blue Dodge bearing Virginia license XHW557. And they noticed the children were covered with insect bites. They were dirty. Most of them were not wearing underwear, and all the children had not been bathed in many days. The children said that they were en route to Mexico to establish a school for brilliant children, the smart school. They're going to Mexico for extremely intelligent kids. The kids range in age from 7 to 2, or 2 to 7, I should say. And as a result of this arrest of these two men for abuse, and with the Virginia plate, by the way, there were passports found inside the van of these two men. As a result of this, the Tallahassee Police Department notified the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. of the information of these kids, and they conducted a raid. It was with a search warrant, of course, of 1307 4th Street Northeast and of 3918/3920 W Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., where these kids had been kept. As a result of this raid, it was absolutely mind-boggling what they found. Documents that revealed detailed instructions for including the impregnation of female members of the community known as the Finders, purchasing children, trading, and kidnapping them. There were six telex messages using MCI account numbers between a computer terminal believed to be located in the same room and others located across the country and in foreign locations. One such telex specifically ordered the purchase of two children in Hong Kong to be arranged through a contact in the Chinese embassy there. Another telex expressed an interest in bank secrecy situations. Other documents identified interest in high-tech transfer to the United Kingdom, England. Numerous properties under the control of the Finders had a keen interest in terrorism, explosives, and evasion of law enforcement. Also found in the computer room was a detailed summary of the events surrounding the arrest and taken into custody of the two adults and six children in Tallahassee, Florida, on the previous night. There were also a set of instructions which appeared to be broadcast via a computer network, which advised participants to move the children, the obviously other children, and keep them moving through different jurisdictions, and instructions on how to avoid police attention. Now, I'm reading exactly from this U.S. Customs report, Dr. Stan, so this is nothing that I have made up. And so this, the news media was notified of this, yet there was no news broadcast or no news information or anything about this until so, like 3 or 4 years later. In fact, it was 1993 when the news media finally did an article on it, U.S. News and World Report, and I will mention that in a few moments also. So as a result of the raid, they found explicit sexual conduct between the members of the community known as the Finders. I'm going to quote from the report. I also saw a large collection of photographs of unidentified persons. Some of the photographs were nudes, believed to be members of the Finders. There were numerous photographs of children. I see there was a photo of a child on display and appearing to accent the child's genitals. I was only able to examine the very small amount of the photos at this time. However, one of the officers presented me with a photo album for review. The album contained a series of photographs of adults and children dressed in white sheets participating in blood ritual. The ritual centered around the execution of at least two goats. The photos portrayed the execution, disembowelment, skinning, and dismemberment of the goats at the hands of the children. This included the removal of the testes of the male goat, the discovery of a female goat's womb, and the baby goat's inside womb, and the presentation of a goat's head to one of the children.
Hold up, I will be right back in a moment.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Ted Gunderson, and we're talking about the satanic movement in America. Now, how could this be going on and the average individual not know about it? Why, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, they can control the media. And they, by controlling the media, they can control what the American people hear and read and see, and they control our educational system. There really are wicked and evil people. There really are secret organizations and secret societies. In fact, when Tim Russert asked both George Bush and John Kerry in the 2004 elections about the secret society that they both belong to, both George Bush and John Kerry belonged to the same secret society. One was running for the Republican Party in the presidential election in 2004. The other was running for the Democratic election in 2004. Tim Russert asked both of them, you know, what about the Skull and Bone Society? Both gave the same answer. Why it's so secret, we can't describe it. And so what happened? Well, a couple of years later, why, Tim Russert wrote of a young man had a heart attack and died, and probably just a coincidence, or, well, do people actually, are they executed here in the United States for getting out of line? All I can do is tell you that a number of people that I have interviewed have died under very mysterious circumstances, as have a number of my friends. Go right ahead with the story, Ted.
Well, in connection with the raid, again, of the finders in Washington, D.C., as I say, I'm reading from this U.S. Customs report, so this is nothing that I made up. There was documentation that the organization was active in other parts of the world, including, quote, London, Germany, the Bahamas, Japan, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Africa, Costa Rica, and Europe. There was also a file identified as the Palestinian file, and other files were identified by members' names or project names. The projects appeared to be operated for its commercial purposes under the front name for the finders. There was one file entitled Pentagon Break-In and others which referred to members operating in foreign countries, not observed by me, but related by a Metropolitan Police Department officer, were intelligence files on private families not related to the finders. The process undertaken appears to have been a systematic response to local newspapers, advertisements for babysitters, tutors, etc. A member of the finders would respond and gather as much information as possible about the habits, identity, occupation of the family, and the use to which this information was to be put is still unknown, according to this report. There was also a large amount of data collected on various child care organizations. They had a production room for videos, there appeared to be an altar set up in the residential area of the warehouse. Many jars of urine and feces were located in this area. So this was actually taking place in good old USA, ladies and gentlemen. So the investigator for the U.S. Customs went over to the Metropolitan Police Department. And let me emphasize again, this is a report by U.S. Customs. This isn't anything that I made up. And he went up to the Metropolitan Police Department on April the 2nd, 1987, for a final briefing of the case, and he said, quote, I spoke to a third party who was willing to discuss the case with me on strictly off-the-record basis. Quote, I was advised that all passport data had been turned over to the State Department for their investigation. The State Department, in turn, advised the Metropolitan Police Department that all travel and use of the passports by the holders of the passports was within the law. No action would be taken. This included travel to Moscow, North Korea, and North Vietnam for the late 1950s, the mid-1970s. During some of that period, by the way, Dr. Stan, I think it was illegal for us to travel in those parts of the world. Continuing with this last page of this U.S. Customs report, quote, The individual further advised me of circumstances which indicated that the investigation into the activity of the finders, hold on to your hat, ladies and gentlemen, investigation into the activity of the finders had become a CIA internal matter. A CIA internal matter. Continue with the quote. The Metropolitan Police Department report had been classified secret and was not available for review. Here this is the federal agent not available to review the Metropolitan Police Department file. I was advised that the FBI had withdrawn from the investigation several weeks prior and that the FBI Foreign Counterintelligence Division had directed the Metropolitan Police Department not to advise the FBI Washington Field Office of anything that had transpired. No further information will be available. No further action will be taken.
The FBI didn't want to be informed.
The FBI was notified, and what they did, I can tell you right now, was nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay? Now, several years later, this report was 1987, as I mentioned. Now, in 1993, December 27, 1993, the U.S. News and World Report had an article called Through a Glass, Very Darkly, and it mentioned that Representative Charles Rose, North Carolina Chairman of the House Administration Committee, and Florida's Representative Tom Lewis, a Republican, more than could our own government have something to do with this finders organization and turn their backs on these children? That's what all this evidence points to, says Lewis. And there, quote, and there's a lot of evidence, I can't tell you this, we've got a lot of people scrambling and wouldn't be happening if there was nothing here, end quote. Now, I would went back to Washington in 2003, January 2003, I was back there distributing my report on terrorism to 155 congressmen and senators on the reports emphasized the 911. And I had advance information and documented that the Congress, that the FBI was notified of the 911, forthcoming 911 attacks as early as March the 20th, 2001. And I put this in a report and I was distributing it, throughout the halls of Congress. And, while I was there, this is, January 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2003, I tried to, contact, Representative Rose and Representative Lewis, they're no longer, not to my surprise, they were no longer in Washington, D.C. They either had been defeated or had dropped out of the Congress. Now, the finders has never been, I'm going to go back to the U.S. News and World Report. The finders have never been involved in child abuse, pornography, Satanism, animal slaughter, or anything of that kind, says the group leader Marion David Petty. Petty, too, says the group has never been connected to the CIA. In an interview with U.S. News, Petty described the finders as a communal, holistic living and learning arrangement. Yeah, you can bet money on that, huh? That's a joke. The group members, some 20, Petty says, they do freelance journalism, research, and competitor intelligence for a variety of mostly foreign clients. The finders work for no foreign government, Petty says. Well, I hear music, so we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll be back here in just a moment with Ted Anderson. And when...
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Walker Manufacturing Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them through our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts and our support keep America strong. That's Walker Manufacturing Company. In the business world, there are certain companies and individuals that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, such is the case with Walker Manufacturing Company. Their community expertise and years of service in the community have given them a fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. Walker Manufacturing Company, 5925 East Harmony Road, Fort Collins.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Ted Gunderson. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But before we go on, Ted, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website or how they can get in contact with you and get your excellent information.
Yes, Dr. Stan. My website is free via mail, freeviamail.com, freeviamail.com. I have over 400 DVDs that are available to the public. And the hottest item I have, I think, is a CD, not a DVD, but a CD. It contains 6,500 pages of the reports I have written. Yeah, since I retired 30 years ago, and it's over 40 reports. These reports are reports of my own personal investigation of Oklahoma City, 911, the finders, and so forth. So that's available to the public for $35, and this is 6,500 pages. I said 40 reports. So if you want to send $35 to Ted Gunderson, 6230-6230, A like Apple. Wilshire, W-I-L-S-H-I-R-E Boulevard, Unit 6, Los Angeles, 90048. That's 6230 A Wilshire Boulevard, Unit 6, Los Angeles, California, 90048. $35, and I'll send that CD to you. Now, going back to...
What's your take on what happened in Oklahoma City? Do you think that this was a government operation?
Oh, definitely, Dr. Stan. This was the whole terrorist movement. It was designed to establish Homeland Security and set and pass the Patriot Act.
Sure.
The whole terrorist movement is designed for that. In 1993, we had the car bombing of the World Trade Center. The person who was in charge of putting the bomb together was an FBI informant, and he testified in trial that he went to his FBI handlers and told them he was commissioned by the terrorists to put the bomb together. We're going to use a dummy bomb, aren't we? And they said, no, use a real bomb. So the FBI not only knew in advance, they furnished the ingredients for the bomb. That's 93. And then, of course, we had Oklahoma City, and I had an inside investigator tell me there's at least 11 other people involved in Oklahoma City. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the indictment of McVeigh, it says that others were involved. And then we have 911, and I have information that the FBI was furnished advance information. FBI agent Keith Kutry of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, was furnished advanced information about 911 on March the 20th, 2001, by my source, who was a former CIA agent for 20 years. And he and I had been doing a lot of work together, by the way. In fact, during the 1980s, we put five contract killers in jail. Four of them in life, serving life prison sentences right now. The other one passed on. The whole terrorist movement is not a joke. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. But it's being maneuvered and escalated by this covert government criminal enterprise that I call them, the shadow government. I'm preaching from the rooftops about this, but nobody seems to pay any attention to me. By the way, I might mention, I should mention, by all means, that I have taken this finder's report that's available on this CD, by the way, the CD I just mentioned, for $35, and I have given it to the FBI on six occasions, and they will absolutely do nothing with it. They refuse to come interview me. On two occasions, I offered it to the FBI on one interview. They came to interview me on another case, and I offered it to, there were two agents. I said, "Do you want my finder's report?" I explained what it was. The one agent says, "No, we're not interested." The other said, "Yeah, I'll take it." So I gave it to him. And on another occasion, I was interviewed by two FBI agents. The first interview was in Las Vegas. The second interview was in Los Angeles. And I was prepared when they came to talk to me. They set up an appointment, and I set up my tape recorder. I said, "Okay, let's talk." And when they found out that I had a tape recorder, they discontinued the interview and left and came back later with their own tape recorder. And we talked, and at that time, I had my finder's report and my 911 report ready on the couch. They interviewed me at my home. I had it on the couch, ready to give to them, and they would not accept it. They said, take it downtown and hand it through channels. They would not accept it. That included the finder's report, by the way. But I had already previously given the finder's report to the FBI on at least half a dozen occasions. Going back to this U.S. News and World Report, Dr. Stan, it's kind of interesting. One of the unsolved questions involved the allegations that the finders are somehow linked to the CIA, and this is in the article. And customs document revealed that in 1987, when customs agents sought to examine the evidence gathered in Washington, D.C. police, they were told the finders investigation had become a CIA internal matter, which I just read to you. Now, I'm reading from the article now. The police report on this case had been classified secret. Even now, Tallahassee police complain about the handling of the finder's investigation by D.C. police. Quote, "They dropped this case," end quote, one of the Tallahassee investigators says. Quote, "like a hot rock," end quote. D.C. police will not comment on the matter. As for the CIA, high-ranking officers described allegations that linked between the intelligence agency and the finders as, quote, hogwash, end quote. Perhaps the result of a simple mix-up with the D.C. police. The only connection, according to the CIA, a firm that provided computer training to CIA officers who employed several members of the finders. And then over here, later on in the article, the CIA officials say they referred all matters concerning the finders and the police investigation to the FBI Counterintelligence Division. The FBI officials will not comment. Law enforcement sources say some of the finders are listed in the FBI's classified counterintelligence files. And none of this fazes Petty. He says the CIA's interest in the finders may be stemmed from the fact that his late wife once worked for the agency, and then his son worked for a CIA proprietary firm, Air America. Now, you and I, Dr. Stan, know Air America was bringing drugs, shipping drugs over in the Middle East for years. Ladies and gentlemen. Your taxpayers at work, taxpayer money at work.
Does this tie into the Franklin cover-up?
Yes, of course, because the Franklin cover-up, now I investigated the Franklin cover-up, was involved in that investigation also. That was in the late 1980s. And they were taking children out of Boys Town foster homes and orphanages in Omaha, and driving them to Sioux City, Iowa, and flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex parties.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Tim. I'll talk to you tonight. God bless.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way, we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday, and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive. For complete auto repair and towing, call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in North Glen. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I hope you, if you can enjoy a program like this, and yet this is the reality of the real world we live in, not the make-believe world you're getting from the controlled media. There really are satanic forces. There really is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men. The church has unfortunately been neutralized. They've infiltrated our seminaries, Catholic, Protestant, and of course, the ministers are not going to talk about the very real spiritual battle going on. And this is why you need to get some of our material. The book Satanic Crimes, and the four CD set that goes with that, will take you into the Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, certainly the Bilderbergers. Then, of course, you need to get our material on the supernatural, our four tapes or four CD set on the supernatural experiences of Joanna Michelson. You need to get her book entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to get Malachi Martin's book, first book I ever read on this subject, back in about 1980, Hostage to the Devil, and then of course our four tape set of interviews with Father Malachi Martin, and where we get into the his story, fictionalized story, admittedly, but all based upon fact of the windswept house about the satanic ceremony held in the basement of the Vatican, a simulated human sacrifice that actually took place that was coordinated with a real human sacrifice. This is the world we live in, and this is the world that is leading us towards chaos and crisis as we enter into the coming war with Iran. Everything's being done to prepare us psychologically for it. The Iranians are terrible. The government's terrible. They're evil. They're raping and pillaging and torturing people. And I have no doubt this is being done by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The only trouble is, who trained them? Why, they were the Shah's secret police, trained and installed by the Central Intelligence Agency. We live in a far different world than most people realize. We need your help to get out the information. First of all, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do have an opportunity for an afternoon program to pick up a whole network of stations at an incredible low price. It's actually in the state of Washington, but we need your help. If you are in a position to help, and I know many people can't help, they're really strapped for cash, but we need pledges for 6 months, and if you're in a position to help, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Because we're reaching people. People really do begin to understand when we do open lines on my evening program. It's amazing how often people call in who have an excellent grasp of what's written. The more people understand programs, they are available on the internet, and I was in the last one, not the one this week, but the one last week. Excellent material getting out, and for the first time on national television, on true TV, that's true TV of Jesse Ventura's, the conspiracy theory programs are reaching people. If you can help us, we can reach my radio by number 1-800-544-8927. Or maybe you can advertise for this, but 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 7850 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast,